for a couple of weeks the sugya of Tamei HaMitzvos. We don't seem to have a couple of weeks left, but at least I wanted to introduce the topic. And I want to begin, before we consider looking for tamim of particular mitzvos, the purpose of mitzvos in general. Why do we have mitzvos? What are they meant to accomplish? Take a look at the first source on the top right. Ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha, shalal meimach, kiyam liras Hashem Elokecha, lalechas b'chol derachav, li'avo so, l'avod, es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, v'shmores mitzvos Hashem Elokecha, Hashem v'eschukosav, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, l'tov lach. So the pasuk tells us that Hashem is commanding us to do the mitzvos, observe the whole Torah, love and fear Him. It's all l'tov lanu. It's for us. And that should be obvious, because of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. He lacks nothing. We can't really benefit Him in any way. As the Pasuk in Iyov says, in the next source, Imchatasa matifal bo, v'rabu pshaecha matasa lo, if you've sinned, what have you done to Him? Imtzadakta matitein lo, omami ad chayikach, and if you do mitzvos, if you do good things, if you're righteous, what have you given Him? And there are many psukim that highlight this idea. Another one, Haydeusi b'chem hayom es hashemayim v'asaret sachayim v'samavis nasati lefanecha b'racha v'aklalo v'acharta b'chayim l'man tichya ata v'zarecha. Hashem is telling us, why should you choose life? Why should you choose good? So that you'll live. The Ramban, in many, many places, emphasizes this idea. One of them is in the fourth source, on the pasuk we began with, Ma Hashem shol meimach, nimshach el tov lach. Yomar, einenu shol meimach davar shiel etzarko, el etzarkacha. Everything that He asks of us, all the mitzvot are not for Him, He doesn't need them, but rather it's for us. This is an idea that you see in many, many thinkers. The Rambam, just by way of example, in Mor Nevuchim Chela Gimel Perk Lamed Aleph, I didn't give this to you, writes, the Kavana Kula, in other words, the purpose of all mitzvos, Laho Il Leinu, to help us, Kemosh Shebiarnu Ma'amaro L'tov Lanu Kol Yamim L'chayosenu Kayom Azeh. The Ramban emphasizes this idea again in Parshas Veschanan Perk Vav, Pasuk Gimel. We explain the pasuk over there, saying "Vashir Akasa v'Shamata Yisrael v'Shamarta Lasos L'mana Asher Yitav Lach V'Asher Tarbun Me'od Kasher Diber Hashem Elokei Avosach Lases Lach Kilomar L'man Shiitav Lacha V'Sito Lacha Eretz Tovar Chava." Let's take a look at another Ramban's formulation, the next source from Dvarim Chav Beis Vav. This is a very famous Ramban in which he's describing the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. The Rambam understood that the purpose of Shiluach HaKein is to for the sake of the animals. The Ramban notes that that's against Chazal. The Rambam himself notes it's against Chazal. So the Rambam answers, that's one view on Chazal, but we don't accept that view, which is an interesting theory, because it doesn't seem like there's a machlokas. But the Rambam understands that's a perspective with respect to Tamei HaMitzvos, that you shouldn't try to understand the reasons for mitzvos, and we assume we should. The Rambam's position isn't relevant for us. And the Rambam also says there another very interesting thing, both of which the Ramban very strongly disagrees with. He quotes a medrash that says, why is it that Hashem said that shechita is from the front of the neck and not from the back of the neck? Does God really care? And the medrash answers that mitzvos were given letzarifes abrios. And the way the Rambam seems to understand that medrash, again, that's not our topic for today, but is along the lines of that while there's a reason for every single mitzvah, and the Rambam strongly believes that there is, sometimes the details of the mitzvahs don't have reasons. For example, why is shechita in the front and not the back of the neck? The Rambam himself says that's not a particularly good example, because the reason why it's in the front of the neck is pretty obvious. Minimizes the pain of the animal and the like. But he gives other examples, like a karbanos. You know, what possible reason could there be that for every single detail of every single mitzvah and karbanos, why is it that a chatas is matan arba and an ola has matan shtayim and a chatas is lamala and an ola could be lamata and a chatas is matan etzba and an ola is ishvicha and all, the million details. Anyways, let's look at the Ramban's take on that medrash. The Lashon Zuah Agada Atzma Huzki Rabbi Lamdenu, the Parshas V'Zosachai, V'Chimayich Baslol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Ein Shochit Be'ema V'Ochel, O Nocher V'Ochel, Klum Atam O'ilo, O Klum Atam Aziko. What does God care? Have you helped him or have you harmed him? Right. Obviously, we don't hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we shecht an animal incorrectly. O ma'echbas lo bein ochal tahoros, o ochal tameos. Im chachamta, chachamta lecha. Halo nitnu ha-mitzvos elo letzari fes abrios. Shenemar, imros Hashem, imros tahoros, v'nemar kol imros elo katzrufa. So mitzvos are meant letzari fes abrios, to purify the brios. L'mashi hei magin alecha. Hine mefurish bekan. Shelo bo lo ma'ar, don't think that the purpose of mitzvos are because he needs it, as you might have thought from the menorah. We actually mentioned this Ramban earlier in the year. Don't think, like a person might think from the simple reading of the Psukim, that the purpose of Karbanos is to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'afilu ha-zecher l'niflosav sh'asa sh'tziva l'asa z'zecher l'tiz mitzrayim u'maisa v'reishis ein ha-to'elis lo. And even, okay, the person is not going to be so grub, so base, they understand that God doesn't actually eat the food of Karbanos. But what about mitzvos like z'zecher l'tiz mitzrayim, where it really sounds like the purpose of the mitzvos is to be mechabed him, is to sham kavod, to serve him like a king? The truth is that, and today that's not our topic, but at other times we talked about this idea. It's not so simple. The famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, that kavanas kol yetzira, I put it here in small a little later on so you remember it, but only in small because we can't read it now. It's on the page 2 on the right, on the left, I mean. But Shein lanu tam acher b'yitzira v'ein kel al yonim chafetz tachton milvat sh'yeda adam v'yoda le'lokav she'biranu. Right? So it sounds like the purpose is taka to for us to be mechabed Hashem. Ramban famously in Parshas Tetzaveh writes, seemingly that's the deeper idea of the Mikdash. Poe Shev Ki Visiya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol desires it. Ramban in Lamed Beis in Dvarim writes, V'kar Mazdi B'riyas Adam Sod Nizga V'Nalam Tzarech Mimenu Sheniya Lo Lam V'hu Ye Lanu Le'lohim Kinin Shenemar Kol Anikra B'Shvi U'Lechvodi B'Rasiv. In other words, the to'elah of the Bri is achieved when we become his nation and declare him as our melech. So, a person, having read those sources, might think, taka, that that's the purpose of mitzvos. So that's what the Ramban says here. No, absolutely not. Rak sheneda anachnu ha'emes, v'nizkebo, ad shenitia ru'uyim lios magin aleinu, ki chvodenu v'safreinu b'niflosav, Me'afes v'to nechshavos nechshavulo. Obviously not. Hashem is not this, doesn't need us to say thank you, doesn't need us to say how great he is, right? Me'afes v'to nechshavulo. It's worthless for him. He doesn't gain anything about it. Oh. So that's what the Medrash is coming to teach us. The Medrash gave an example of Shechita, where it's clear that the purpose of the mitzvos is for us, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if it were true that the purpose of mitzvos is for him, so there's no greater kavod for him if you shach from the front to the back. So what's the purpose? Taka, like the Rambam said. In other words, obviously it's much more cruel to shecht an animal from the back as opposed to the front. So the purpose of the mitzvah is Latzarif Hasabrios. What does Latzarif Hasabrios mean? Ladrichenu benesivo sarachamim. To make us kind people. To refine our midos. Along similar lines of what he says by Shiluach HaKein, as we mentioned. It's not for the bird, but it's for us, because we would become cruel people if we were to snatch the eggs or the chicks from under the mother, because intuitively, and regardless of whether the mother feels pain or not, intuitively we see that as something cruel. We do that, we're going to become cruel. The mitzvos are meant to refine us. And that's the idea. In other words, it's not, what's the Medrash saying? Do you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything when you shecht from the front to the back? No, you haven't given him anything. So what is the purpose? Latzarif Hasabrios, meaning to make us more refined, to perfect our character. Gam be'es hashchita. In other words, even in an act which seems to be a pretty cruel act, shechting, even at that point, we have to take heed and do it in a way that refines our midos. Viviu rayacheres. Oh, ma'ach v'sol bein ochal tahoros, behem machalos amutaros, lochal tameos, behem machalos asuram. What difference does it make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, you haven't given him anything if you eat kosher, non-kosher food. Shamrem b'matar t'meim heim alachem. The remez, Shehu liyosenu nikiye hanefesh chachamim maskilei ha-emes. What relates to the Ramban we did 2 weeks ago, actually, that this is alluding to the idea that we are, the purpose of the mitzvot is to make us nikiye hanefesh chachamim maskilei ha-emes. And apparently eating these particular foods will prevent that, right? Will prevent us from being nekiyei hanefesh. Will prevent us from having a refined soul that's able to be maskil ha'emes, to apprehend the truth. V'amarta, v'amram, continuing the medrash, im chachamta chachamta l'cha, hizkiru ki ha-mitzvos ha-masios, kigon shchita satzavar l'lamdeinu hamidos ha-tovo. So the purpose of the midos, of the mitzvos ma'asios, are to teach us midos tovos. Ma'mitzvos ha-geduros b'minim l'zakek es nafshenu, and those types of lavin are to be mezakek our nefesh. In other words, the mitzvos that define the species of animals that are permitted and prohibited are, like we said, to allow our soul to be refined and pure. K'mo shamar Torah v'lo tishaktzu es nafshos eichem ba'behemo va'ov. So what comes out is that all mitzvot are for us to refine our midos, to purify our soul. As we quoted this pasuk before, there's no question about this particular point. Bishar Yerushalmi, in poschen la'adam echlod ha'makom b'dvarim she'beino levein ha'makom, v'shivu al she'el azos, ezu ha'kavod ha'makom, kigon sukkah, she'eni oseh, lulav she'eni notel, tefillin she'eni meniach, v'haynu kvod ha'makom, Mashma, Dilanashe, Hudimahani. Right? It sounds like these mitzvos are kvod amakom. That we're giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we sit in the sukkah, or don't sit in the sukkah, or are no to lulav, or don't shake lulav. Kadat. In tzadakta matitein lo, omam yadcha ikach, im chatas matifal lo agushal, but shacha masa lo. Hine, biru, shafilo lulav asukkah, vatfilin shetiva bahan shiula os al yadacha, uzikaron beninach, even the mitzvos that don't seem like that. The mitzvos that don't seem like they're helping us, but seem rather that they're meant to somehow give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like lulav and sukkah, tefillin. Ki biyadcha zakot tziyach Hashem Yisrayim, einen lekvod Hashem Yisborach, aval lerachim al nafshasim. Right? So that's the yisod of that Yerushalmi. V'kfar sidru lanu b'tfilas Yom HaKippurim. And that's the emphasis that we say in the Lashon HaTfil on Yom Kippur. Atayv dalta enosh me rosh, v'atakirei la'amod lefanecha, ki mi yomar lecha ma'atasa v'in yitzdak ma'yitein lecha. Right? There's nothing we can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein amar b'torah l'tov lach, kasher pirashti. V'chein v'yitzavenu Hashem la'asos eskol achukim ha'ela liras Hashem elokeinu l'tov lanu kol ha'yamim. V'akavana b'kulam l'tov lanu v'lo Lo yisparach v'yisal, it's for our good, not for him. Aval kol mashen etztavinu, sheyia biryosenu tserufos umizukako. All that he commanded us is so that we'll be tserufos umizukakos, belo sige machshavos raos umidos megunos. So we don't have Sige machshavos raos. In other words, there's really two emphases here that he's stressing in terms of the mitzvos, the averos. So we don't have sige machshavos raos, meaning to say a perfection of the mind, umidos megunos, and perfection of the character. Right? So examples of the second category that he mentioned before is shchita. The laws of shchita are designed so that we have perfection of character. And examples of the first mitzvos, the first category, below Sige Machshavos Raos, are among other things, the mitzvos that are Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, and having the kosher species, and the like. And this idea that mitzvos do emphasize these two things can be found in many, many, many sources. We'll look at a couple of Rambams that stress this idea. This is the famous Rambam from the end of Hilchos Temura. He's talking about the purpose of, right, chukim in general. Even though chukim we don't understand, roi lizbonin bahem. And he gives, for example, the purpose of the mitzvah of temura. And he writes that even the purpose of a mitzvah like temura, which mitzvahs of sacrifices, other things, which don't even seem to have much to do with the ethical component of the Torah, they too are to make us ethical, good creatures. And just to read the conclusion of the Rambam, b'chol elu advarim, k'dei lachof yitzro, b'lesakin de osav, v'rov dinei Torah einan ela etos mirachok, migadol ha'etza l'sakin ha'deus l'yasher kol ha'maisim. That's the purpose of rov dinei Torah, though we don't always see how, right? One wouldn't have imagined that you see that in Temura. The Rambam shows that you do, that they're meant to do these two things that we saw the Ramban stress as well. One is Tikkun HaDeos, and two is Liyasher HaMaisim. The Rambam stresses this again in the Mor Nevuchim. Here's a couple of places. The true law, which is, we said, is one, and besides which there is no other law, meaning the Torah, for its purpose to give us twofold perfection. It aims first at the establishment of good mutual relations among men by removing injustice and creating the noblest feelings. Here the Rambam emphasizes as well the importance of creating a perfect society. In this way, the people in every land are enabled to stay and continue in one condition, and everyone can acquire his first perfection. In other words, if you live in a good society, you'll have time, among other things, to focus on the important and eternal aspects of life. Secondly, it seeks to train us in faith and impart correct and true opinions when the intellect is sufficiently developed. So, when we are in that situation and our intellect is sufficiently developed, we can have correct and true opinions. And that's the goal, the secondary goal of the Torah. And he's about to say, the secondary is actually the primary. Here the second perfection, he quotes a pasuk. Here the second perfection, he quotes a pasuk, Vaitzaveinu, La'asos, is kol ha'chukim ha'ela, li'ras Hashem alokach ha'letov lanu, kol ha'yamim l'chayosenu k'yam hazeh. So, the second perfection is mentioned first, right? Because what does the pasuk say? Vaitzaveinu Hashem, la'asos, kol ha'chukim ha'ela, li'ras Hashem alokach ha'. That's first. In other words, Lira, the establishment of correct and true opinions. And then it says, the second, L'chayosenu k'yom hazeh. So it mentions it first, because it's the ultimate aim of man's existence. Right? And the Rambam, again, emphasizes this point. In the next piece, he talks about how mitzvah saseh teach us the positive things, and it's so slow, so I say, take away the negative things and the like. Okay. So mitzvos are all about us. Mitzvos are all about us. To perfect us, to give us good midos, to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help us apprehend the truth, etc., etc. Now, it's important to emphasize that while this is absolutely true,
a person
should not do mitzvos with this intent. And this too is stressed in many, many sources. If you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, which follows here, it's discussing the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We're starting well in the middle of the mitzvah. Adabni, ki kol asher yagia etzel Hashem Yisborach, basos b'nei Adam kol mitzvosav, einenu rak shechav etzel Hashem Yisborach lehitev lanu. As we've been seeing, the purpose of all mitzvos is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Uveyos Adam mochshar muchan basios osam ha-mitzvos l'kabel ha-tova az yitav elav Hashem. Dalkein hodiyam derech tov liosam Tovim, v'hiderach haTorah, kihi kiva iya haAdam tov. Right, meaning to say, through the observance of the Torah, a person will become a good person. This is the famous idea that the Chinuch has in so many places, that if we do acts of goodness, of kindness, and the like, we'll become good and kind people. Nimtza shakol Hamakai mitzvos of lahashlam chefzo basher hu roi az lekabel tovaso. So if we do the mitzvos, we'll be roi lekabel the tova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol she'enu meichen atzmo lekach, raso rabba, shiodea chafetz Hashem Yisborach b'meh, v'hu yaseh ma'asav keneged chefzo. And of course, the opposite is also true. U'parsha achas nechtav abitora lodianu ikar zeh levad, v'hu mashkasa b'seder v'hayakev, Vata Yisrael Masham Alkach Shalom Neimach Ad Latov Lach Kolam Einenu Shuel Neimach Davar Be'ososcha Mitzvosecha Rak Sherata Betuvo Hagadol Lehetiv Lacha Chumo Shekasav Acharav Hein Lashem Alkach Shemayim 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 Haaretz V'chol Asher Ba Kolomar Ve'enu Tzarech LeMitzvosecha Rak Me'avaso Oscha Lizchuscha. Right, so everything is Lizchuscha. V'yesh bo zeh mitzvos yasimu magamas pneihem el hatova hameutedes aleihem b'asiyasam levad. So maybe after reading all this and seeing how the mitzvos are for us, and ultimately it's through the mitzvos and Torah that we get olam haba v'chulei v'chulei, so you'll say, okay, good, so why am I doing the mitzvos? Torah says latov lach, so I'm doing the mitzvos latovli. That's why I'm doing the mitzvos. Shiedu shebesibasan tenuach aleihem habracha v'atov. Just like the Sefer Chanuch just said, through the mitzvos, a person will experience bracha and tov. Velakavana he yisasku bahen liolam. And with that intent, a person will do mitzvos. Ve'ela chelkam b'chaim v'zochem le'eden gan elokim. V'ulam lo higiyu al tachlis hakavana atova. If you do that, you'll be rewarded, but you'll never get to the ultimate purpose. Aval yesh asher zachu v'nasan lahem Hashem yisborech lev ladasu l'hakir b'midosav ha'me'ulos u'mitoch ha'karasam yiskashru morshe levavam be'avaso kesher chazak v'amitz. No, it's not just about themselves. But they get beyond themselves. There's zochet avas Hashem, this incredible bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's about ava, it's not about you. It's about the other. It's about getting beyond you. Ad sheyasimu kol kavanas hachanas gufam kedei lahashlim chayfetz Hashem yizbarach lerov chashkam osa. Right? And they reach a level where their kavana is lasos ritzon baro the ela toeles hameutad lahem beisekahu lo yashisu lev, and the toeles that they'll get from the mitzvos, whether it's in olam hazeh or olam haba or whatever tikkunim, they don't pay attention to the amala gdola shalu ala avos hakdoshim hashlosha v'harmei mibnei machareim zecher kulam levracha v'zos hi amadrega alyona she'afsher levan ha'adam la'alos. Good. So this is something we all know. We all know this, that on the one hand, the purpose of mitzvos is entirely for us. On the other hand, you shouldn't read that and then make it all about you. And rather, it's to get beyond you. Yesterday morning, I was getting coffee, and I was zochet to be next to Rabbi Tursky. So he told me an incredible Ramban, which I never paid attention to, which I think highlights really the significance of this. You might just think that, okay, you know, we have mitzvot shelo lishma, and that's one madrega. And then an even greater madrega, the madrega of tzadikim, is to do mitzvot lishma. Right? Like, you might have read that Sefer Chinuch saying. Sefer Chinuch saying, look, it is for you. And if you do it for that sake, good. But that's not the ideal. And we should strive for avodas Hashem me'ava. So the Ramban here is describing a very difficult pasuk we read last week, or two pasukim that are connected to each other. It's not all clear what they have to do with each other. Al tifnu El ha'lilim ve'lohem ha'secha lo sasu lachem ani Hashem lokechem. So this is a pasuk basically prohibiting avodah zarah. V'chis is b'chu zevach shlamim l'Hashem l'rtonchem tiz b'chuhu. And when you bring a karban shlamim l'Hashem, you should do it l'shem shamayim. So what does one thing have to do with the other? So look at the Ramban. V'amar v'chis is b'chu zevach shlamim. Yacharei she'asar hazvicha v'chol havoda le'elilim ve'lohem asecha v'rikein kol havodos kulan l'shem hamiyuchad. After Pasuk Dalet has told us that we mustn't serve idolatry and serve God exclusively, Amar ki kasher tiz b'chu l'shem, when you do serve God, when you bring a karban, lo siz b'chu lo, ela l'rtzonchem. It has to be l'rtzonchem. What does that mean? Shetia avodaschem l'ratzon lefanav yirtze b'chem ke'eved yisratze el adonav basoso kol asher yitzabenu. Unclear. What does one thing have to do with the other? Don't serve avodah zarah, but rather serve Hashem l'shem shamayim. So when you read this Ramban carefully, what is clear that he's saying, as Rabbi Twersky showed me, is that generally speaking, we think of Avodah Zarah as an error. So people who are Ovid Avodah Zarah, they believe in, or they serve the wrong gods, the wrong forces. And we shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't serve those things that are wrong, that are false, but rather serve Hashem. But in a sense, Hashem is telling the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim, instead of serving X, serve me. Right? That's the Yesod. So the Ramban saying here is no, that's not the Pshat. There's a fundamentally different way of service of God than service for Avodah Zarah. Service of Avodah Zarah is all about a type of quid pro quo. You serve the gods, and that will help you. It's all about what do I get out of it. If you take a look at the next Ramban, we're going to get back to the rest of this in a second. Look at the next Ramban from Parshas Yisro. So this is also a small piece of a very big Ramban. Ramban here is describing the evolution of Avodah Zarah. He's talking about how there's three stages in the development of Avodah Zarah and what each one meant. It's very important. We don't have time today to read it inside. But if you just look at the bold that I put here, again and again the Ramban stresses that what prompted Avodah Zarah, the Chashvu Shiesh Lam Yecholes Bam Lehetiv Olara, they began by doing certain avodos to the Sarim. Sarim are certain forces, angels, that do have certain powers. And the people who began serving them served them because they thought that they would benefit. In this first stage, he says a little later, they still believe the ultimate source of power is from God, but they thought by doing these services they would benefit. And then in the next stage, again, in the next stage they were serving mazalos, and they thought that they would get something out of it. Later on, Tosif lo hatzala b'koach nafshosam ha-mechuvanas elav, yala mazala mi-mazalo, right? If I serve this mazal or serve this person whose mazal is going up, like Nebuchadnezzar, then somehow I'll chapa rayin in it. In other words, Avodah Zarah was all about the quid pro quo. I do these things, and it'll help me. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. What this Ramban in Kedoshim that we are reading is saying is, no, don't serve Avodah Zarah, but also don't just carry over the Avodah Zarah mentality to God. Rather, it has to be l'ratzon Hashem. So look at the pesukim. Al tifnu al alulim ve'lohim asicha lo sasu lachem. Don't do Avodah Zarah. When you serve Hashem, and the Ramban in the next paragraph, we didn't read it yet, he shows why Avodas Hashem is referred to as Sizbechu Zevach Shlomim. He gives two explanations, but basically, when you're Ovid Hashem, Lirtzon Chantiz Bachu, you have to do it Lishma. So, it's not just that, you know, there's two methods of serving God. There's the okay one, which is Amanas L'Kabel Pras, or for me, and then there's the Madrega of Anche Maisa, of Ava, and Lishma, and the like. It's a almost when you serve Hashem Shelo Lishma, it's almost like doing Avodah Zarah to Hashem. It's a harsh way of putting it, especially from someone who hasn't reached the madrigos of L'Shem Shamayim. I put here in the next source, we're going to today together inside, but for those of you who are doing the sugya of Osik Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah from the Orz Eruah and his discussion of that sugya, who talks about how halach lemaisa, a very fascinating manifestation of this idea. But I want to actually turn now to a different Orz Eruah. This is a tshuva from the Marach Orz Eruah. It's not actually the Marach Orz Eruah. This is a tshuva from the Rebbe of the Marach Orz Eruah, not the Orz Eruah, but a different Rebbe, to the Marach Orz Eruah, responding to a tshuva the Marach Orz Eruah wrote. So the author of this tshuva is actually Mori HaRab Yitzchak ben HaRav Eliyahu Zatzal. And the context here is fascinating, though. It's for another time. A discussion of the extent to which Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. We know that it generally doesn't. If it's Yev Shalasos Halidei Acherim, but the Marach Orz Eruah felt, and there are other sources that say that Bachar learning in yeshiva might be a little different because of the centrality of the years of learning in yeshiva. It's a different quality of Talmud Torah, so we might say Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah in this case. Bekoshi, Marach Orz Eruah, let's say Yeshiva Bachar make a bracha on tefillin. He says, okay, it's Patur, but it could be like Rabbeinu Tam allows women to make brachos on mitzvah, she says, man grama. Really, you should be entirely focused on your learning during these years. Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same thing, right? He also says the same thing, that the years of learning in yeshiva, you're supposed to not necessarily do other mitzvos. But anyway, but it's in this context that so the Rebbe of the Marach Orz Eruah wrote back to him, again, look at the whole context, I'm not doing it service, saying, yeah, well, you know, maybe you're right if they're learning lishma, but a lot of the guys in yeshiva are really learning shelo lishma, in which case it wouldn't be proper for them to not do other mitzvos. And then he writes the following, v'shelo lishma, ho'ov asal yadan, neima be milsa. So once I'm on the topic of shelo lishma, let me tell you something. Ki Rabbeinu Tam omer, shnei inyanei shelo lishma yesh, chad asir v'chad shari. Rabbeinu Tam famously said there's two types of shelo lishma, one is asir, one is mutter. Meaning, so Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by a contradiction between two gemaras. One gemara basically says that learning shelo lishma is a good thing, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. The other one says that if you learn shelo lishma, it's better that you not have been born. And Rabbeinu Tam answers that there's a aser type of shelo lishma, you're doing it on manas lakanter, or the like about that, we say it's better that you not been created. And then there's a good type of shelo lishma, which we encourage, though obviously with the hope that it brings a person to learning lishma. And says the Marach Orz Eruah, his Rebbe, that Vani Hedyot Upiot Omer Dekol Shelo Lishma Chadhu V'Kulam Aveira. I'm disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam. Vani Yosdaiti, I think that all Lo Lishma is an Aveira. There's no such thing as Shelo Lishma that's a mitzvah. It's entirely an Aveira. As Osa Aveira Hutra Shesofo lavo lide mitzvah. Kemo matzil isha binahar umifakeach gal b'shabbos. However, what's the Gemara saying when it says you should learn shelo lishma, or do mitzvah shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma balishma? It's an avera that's permitted in order to, because it will bring about a good thing. Right? This comparison is to chilul Shabbos, to save a life, which is interesting. It's taking a stance on chilul Shabbos, as a hutra, dechuya, and the like. But his perspective is this is an aveira, but it's aveira that we permit. V'chein mashma b'nazir shemidame osa l'maisa di'ayel. So too, it sounds this way from the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir is more or less a very powerful riot to this. The Gemara over there famously says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, G'dol aveira l'shma mi'mitzvah shelo l'shma. That an Avera Lishma is greater than Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. And the Gemara asks a question and it changes its mind. It says, Ema kemitzvah shelo lishma. An avera lishma is like a mitzvah shelo lishma. The implication is that it's equating the two, right? An avera lishma equals mitzvah shelo lishma. What's an example of an avera lishma? Says the Maror HaZeruah, it's Talmud Torah, it's any mitzvah, Torah mitzvah shelo lishma. It's an avera lishma. In other words, this is incredible, right? It's an avera. Doing a mitzvah shelo lishma, learning shelo lishma is an avera. However, it's an avera lishma. It's an avera lishma. Avami shemaksha arpo li'olam. But if you are maksha arpo, meaning to say, a person can do mitzvos, the Torah mitzvos shelo lishma, but be receptive and seek to grow, and then doing that avera lishma of learning and doing mitzvah shelo lishma will bring them to ultimately Torah mitzvah lishma. Or you could be maksha arpo, and then we say liolam lo yaseh mitzvah. Then that doing Torah mitzvah shelo lishma won't bring them to Torah mitzvah lishma. And then about that we say, Noach lo shalom nivra. In other words, that's the resolution of the stira. If you learn shalom lishma in a way that's going to bring you to learning lishma, so then, gedola, then liolam yasuk adam, tor mitzvah shalom lishma, because lo lishma brings you to lishma. But if you're going to do it in a way that doesn't do it, so then, noach lo shalom nivra, because it's an avera. It's an avera fundamentally. It's only permitted because of where it brings a person. The Gemara says, and Rashi emphasizes it towards the end of Yoma, that Torah mitzvah shelo lishma is sama maves. Again, what does it mean it's sama maves? It's worse than nothing. If it's done in a way that's not going to bring a person to Torah mitzvah shelo lishma. It's a very, very scary idea about, but again, I think in light of the Ramban that we just saw, highlights the point. So something definitely to think about as we approach Shavuos. So now I wanted to conclude our limud with Ha'ara on the Ha'ara we said today, and it relates to teaching Machshava. Ben Zaycha, Baruch Hashem, to learn a lot of Machshava this year, and Bezrat Hashem, we all continue. And one of the things that we've seen is that Torah is very complex. Torah is very complex. And let's imagine the following. Let's imagine you read the Rambans that we started with today, the Pasuk and Yov and the like, and you go and you teach a shir to a bunch of high school students. And you tell them, you guys, you know, you're doing mitzvos and the like, but you should understand that you should do mitzvos, but you're not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not. Im chatasa matifal bo, v'rabu p'shacha matasa lom, tzadakta matitin lo, mam yadcha yikach. You haven't given him anything because he lacks nothing. Don't think that you have given anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your mitzvos. And somebody raises their hand and they say, but I was always told that we should do mitzvos because it brings nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ein Melech Below Am, and when we do mitzvos we're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech and we're giving him so much and it gives him so much nachas. And you show them the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say, anyway, that whole idea doesn't make any sense, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, so he doesn't have any emotions anyway. So how could you even imagine saying it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? And saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be happy anyway is probably kfira, because it contradicts Achdus Hashem, because then there's him and his happiness. And this group of high school kids who were like, you know, Bekoshi, holding on to mitzvos, come out a little bit disappointed. So first of all, as we saw other times, the matter isn't so simple, because since we saw these Rambans today that emphasize that, we saw other Rambans other times, and in previous year, and we talked about how perhaps to resolve those two perspectives. But for now, we'll leave that aside. Right? So I'll tell you a story. So once there was such a Rebbe, and he told this to his high school class, and his high school class got very disheartened, because they were told that they're not bringing nachas to Hashem when they do mitzvos. So another Rebbe goes to that person and he says, you know, like, maybe it wasn't so smart what you told them. So the first Rebbe says, what can I do? I'm a Maimonidean. So let's read what the Rambam writes. Bottom source. This is from the Hakdama to Perek HaChelak. V'lachein hitiru lahamon shiyishiru kefidatam la'asos hatov l'tikvas hagmol u'lisrachek min ha'ra'os mi'iras ha'onesh. The Rambam, as we know, is very much in favor of avodas Hashem me'ava, l'shem shamayim, that we shouldn't be kavadim ha'misham shemesarav al-manas l'kabel pras. That is a very low madrega, as he explains at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, among other places. But nevertheless, hetiru lahamon, v'kpidu al antignus ish socho, al shepirsem bahamon, ma shepirsem. Antignus ish socho told us a very important yesod, right? What was it? Al tiyu kavadim amisham shemesem rab al menas l'kabal pras. Don't serve Hashem shelo lishma, you should serve Hashem lishma. And his saying that caused some of his talmidim to say, well, then what's the point? Right? These were people who were ovdei Hashem, but they were doing it shelo lishma. So Antignus gave a shir, and he quoted the Ramban that we just saw, and Stami quoted the Maror Zeruah, all about how serving Hashem Shelo Lishma is a very low madrega, it's an aveira, and that caused horrific consequences, as we know. V'amru b'kach, and therefore Chazal said, Chachamim, Hizaru bidvarechem. Hizaru bidvarechem. Meaning to say, you have to be careful what you say and how you say it and who you say it to. And you have the achrayus to teach people Torah in a way that will bring them closer to the MS and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the like. And if you don't, if you teach them the truth, something that's 100% true, but you do it in a way that brings them further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're not ready yet to integrate that message. It's a message that they're not yet ready for. We talked about at the beginning of the year the importance of being properly prepared before studying the esoteric components of Torah, whether it's Kabbalah or philosophy or the like. But it's not just that. Even what we might call very basic aspects of Torah, if you teach people that aren't ready for it, so it could have very negative consequences. V'ein ha'amon mafsidim legamrei b'yosim makayim minas ha'mitzvah miyir sa'onesh v'tikvah sa'schar el she'inem shleimim Aval mutav lahem bekach, kedei shetikne lahem tchuna v'achshara l'kiyam haTorah v'yavru el ha'emes v'yu ovdim me'ava v'u'amram alev ha'shalom li'olam yasok adam haTorah filu shelo l'shma shemitoch shelo l'shma balishma. If you tell them the message of al tiyu ka'avadim ha'misham shemesarav al manas l'kabal pras too early, then they won't reach that madrega of going from a person that's oved shelo l'shma to ultimately be oved l'shma. This isn't about an elitism or concealment of the truth or distortion or the like, but it's about a recognition of the reality that people have to be taught in the right order at the right time. And as teachers, we have an achrayus to take into account the repercussions of the message that we teach. Chachamim hizahru bidvareichem. Hizahru bidvareichem means you have to know when to say what. And just because you're saying something that's true doesn't mean it's the right time to say it. In other words, the Rebbe, who said he was a Maimonidean because he told his students that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nachas from their mitzvos, was not being a Maimonidean. Because Maimonides says that you shouldn't tell that message to people that aren't yet ready to hear it. And if you do, the results could be disastrous. So I thought to close this message, because we started the year talking all about the importance of studying Machshava, and that's true. And I also think the importance of not just knowing it, but teaching it. But it's also important to remember that when you teach it, you have to teach it responsibly. Chachamim yizahru bidvareichem. You have to take into account the results of what you teach and consider the extent to which people are ready. And especially when doing something like the sugya that we did today, when we talked about the purpose and the goals of Torah and mitzvos, or the idea of the dangers of doing avoda shelo l'shma. So you have to do it in a way that will ultimately lead to greater observance of Torah and closeness to Hashem and gilui kvod malchuso, and not rachmana litzlan fakert. So I want to thank all of you for a tremendous man and for learning with me. Sorry we didn't get as much done as I was hoping or anticipated, but be'ezras Hashem, you'll all have a lifetime to continue to be ma'ayan in these sugyas and other sugyas, and please always, of course, feel free to discuss them with me. And with that, we should have a greater understanding of the MS and of Torah. Okay, so next week at this time.